talk about getting Nick back. Is he okay? What's your plan?
Yeah, it's you know, it's really trying to ease him back into things, John. You know, because you know he's been out for a while, and so it's a matter of getting him back in football shape, getting him some work in pads, and not throwing him, you know, throwing him right back in there for 50 reps in a practice. So we'll just continue to work him back in. We're gonna see. Yeah, I think that he'll be able to do some things against Atlanta, but again, let's see how he is right now after practice, and then. I'll know better in the morning.
How did he look to you after not practicing throughout camp and now he's out there for the first day?
I haven't watched the tape yet, so I didn't, you know, I didn't focus on one guy today.
How important is he to what you want to accomplish in regular season?
How important is Lewis Nix? Yeah. You know, again, I think everybody is very important right now that's out there. I mean, I don't see one guy being more important than the other guy. I mean, they're all fighting, battling for a job, and guys worked hard today, and you know, I don't see, you know, where I could tell you that, you know, one guy is more important than the other. They're all important.
Frosch has this big cast on his left hand. He's still out there taking rounds and making one-handed catches.
Yeah.
What's that mean to you to have a rookie?
Yeah, he's been a guy that since he walked in here, he's worked very hard. And he's, you know, he's one of those guys that hates to miss anything. And so it was good to have him back out there today and, you know, with the – taped up cast on and things like that, so he was trying to do as much as he could.
Did he have surgery? You mentioned a wound yesterday.
Did he have surgery? I don't remember. Yeah, something like that. Broken wrist? No, it's like a broken hand or something, but he's all right.
How's that inhibit him?
Yeah. Just from catching the ball, putting his hands inside, things like that, you know. Yeah, I mean, he was out there today, so yeah. Full pads. He practiced. You know, you guys were out there. You know, he was doing 11 on 11.
Mm-hmm. Talk about your running backs, what you did last night with the three cuts, and why you like Ronnie Brown and Powell.
So, basically, you know, again, it goes back to any time we have a chance to improve the football team, that's what we're going to do. Those guys that we released yesterday worked very hard for us. You know, it wasn't a matter of any one of them doing anything particularly wrong. It was more a matter of, hey, we got a chance to bring in some guys as we look towards the final roster here in you know 3 weeks. We got a chance to have some guys here to see if we can improve the football team. So that's what we did with those guys.
When we watch Arian Foster out there, it seems like he's really helping coach up with anything that he's seen from the field to Alfred Blue and Jonathan Grimes and some of the younger guys. Is that something you embrace as a coach, having the veteran guys really get their leadership?
I think it's important, Jason, to have veteran presence out there, the guys that have played in the games, guys that can answer questions from the rookies as they watch practice. You know, the coaches are coaching the guys that are in there. And then, you know, as you're standing back there watching your position, there's a good veteran presence back there that you can, hey, what would you do here? What would you do there? So I think it's always good to have those guys out there to help.
Dan, you touched on Ronnie Brown a little bit. Having a vet guy with 10 years in the league, I'm sure he's seen a little bit of everything. But how big is his pass protection if he's in there with some of these younger quarterbacks?
Big. Yeah, he's a guy that I think is a good pass protector. I think when you watch him in the one-on-one drill today, I thought he did a good job already in pass protection. The deal with him now is learning our pass protections, which I think in some ways there's some carryover to what he did in Miami for a couple of years there when there was a similar protection scheme at Miami. So, you know, hopefully he can associate our protections with some of the things he's done in the past. But he's a good pass protecting back.
Considering the style that you said y'all weren't going to go full contact all the time against Atlanta, so if Arian and Andre want to come back, you have any problem putting them back against the Falcons instead of getting them a workout out here?
Yeah, exactly. If they were ready to go, we would put them back in there now. It wouldn't be for, you know, 100 reps. We would basically ease them back into the practice. But, you know, if they were ready to go, that's a day-to-day thing. And if they said and the trainer said that they felt like they were ready to go, then we would ease them back into those practices against Atlanta.
Your younger cornerbacks, we talked about Harrison Boye. You also got how you drafted an undrafted kid, Marcus Williams. How big will it be to go up against Roddy White and Julio Jones and the Denver wide receivers over the next couple of weeks live leading up to the game?
Big. You know, to have a chance to go against, you know, receivers in this league – that are upper echelon receivers. You know, we've got really good receivers on our team, Andre Johnson, who I know hasn't been out there, but, you know, when he has been out there, that's a really good guy to go against. Hopkins, you know, is a really top-notch receiver to go against our DBs. Now you get a chance to go against receivers from other teams, like you just mentioned, Roddy White and Julio Jones. And then, obviously, when we go up to Denver and you have Demaryius Thomas and Welker and those guys up there. So, you know, it'll be a good test for our secondary.
Obviously, with Atlanta coming in, a lot of times when you have two teams come together for a practice, you get some scuffles and fights and things like that. Is that something you feel like you need to address about?
I think anything we address with the team as it relates to things like that, I'll just keep between the team and myself and Mike Smith.
Okay. With as far as training camp fights and scuffles go, how do you view those things? Some coaches like the fiery aspect.
We don't have any time for fighting. We don't have any time for that. We have time to compete and get better. There's no time for fighting.
Seems like y'all really kind of found that perfect chemistry on the offensive line. Will you be testing this throughout the preseason, just seeing different formulas? You mentioned a couple times that you really don't have a depth chart right now. Are you just seeing what works best?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's part of it, but there's also injuries there too. So I think right now we only have 12 guys available to us, you know, with guys that are out. So, you know, basically that as far as mixing and matching, there's not a whole lot you can do. You know, you basically have two teams out there of linemen. And so what we try to do is work the guys that need the work at multiple positions. We try to do that. Ben Jones, Derek Newton, right to left. Suofilo played center today, played left tackle, played guard. You know, so guys like that, you know, we're trying to work different combinations of guys that work multiple positions.
Suofilo keeps it up. You think he'll start?
He's got a chance to start. But again, we're a long way from that. He's competing for that starting job, though, no doubt about it.